Spicy Nodes is an online application. It can be used in two ways. Any concept mapping application can be used in one of two ways, I guess. You can either use it as a consumer, in which case you're looking at a mind or concept map that someone else has produced and interrogating it to get meaning on a particular topic, to be able to make sense of something, to get an overview or to look at detail. On the other hand, you creating a concept map in the first place is also an important and perhaps the most important use of them, in that it allows students to take a particular topic and start to impose their own sense making on it. It's the way that they bring together their understanding of a particular topic. Which doesn't say much about Spicy Nodes. Spicy Nodes is a little bit different from other mind mapping applications, in that when you register and create yourself a free account and create your first node map, you work in a textual, a sort of outline environment in order to add content. So rather than creating, working in the visual and the graphical interface and creating initial nodes and then child nodes and sister nodes and so forth, you actually start and work in what is much more like an outline format, if you're familiar with that from Microsoft Word. So it's a list view, a hierarchical view. And I like that, particularly when working with students, because they'll often get distracted by all the extra features and making their mind map look particularly good, and distracted from the content and the sense making and the important part of it. So I like Spicy Nodes from that point of view. You can move from that particular way of looking at it into the concept map version very, very easily. You can click on the preview. But while you're in, you've got other things. You can change the style, by the way, so it's easy to apply an overall theme. But it's an overall theme. It's not working at particular levels and on individual nodes. So that's quite an important thing to bear in mind. Spicy Nodes take care of all of that for you. And as a viewer, when you're looking at a mind map, it's highly interactive and it's animated. So it draws you in much more than a static one would do. You can actually work in a code. So for, all right, it's not Python or whatever, but it does give you, encourage students to dig down and look at what's behind it and what's going on. And you